This is Amid Yaimi Gemara and Shabbos. Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. We're holding the top of Mem Zayin Amid Beis. And we just finished explaining the chilek between Takua and Rafui. Incredible differentiations all the way to the world of Halacha, which is the difference between if you put together a keli, Rafui, loose, or if you put it together strong, Taka. Says the Gemara, we begin with a story in the second line of Emzayin Amun Aleph. Be'irav Chama, Avimita Galanita, had a bed made out of sections, Avimahadele B'yama Taiva, and they would put it together in Yom Tif. Amrali, Humi Rabbanu L'Rava, my day to Chayla to do this. Be'imin Asadu, is it because you're building it in an indirect manner? Nehidi Sederai Seleka. They asked the Rava, I understand. You're building Minat Sad, so it's not a Daraisa. But he's doing the Rabbanu B'yayika, just tell me the Rabbanu. So Amar Lei, Rava responded, Nakarash Bag, Sirli, Damar, am I Rafui, Mutter? As long as it's Rafui, it's Mutter, and they built it Rafui. And we wrap up the Perek with a Mishnah. A Mishnah which hopefully should sound familiar. We had this a few days ago. Nice din, a Kli, Tachazaner, Likabuni, Taitis. You'll have to put a Kli under a Nair to catch the sparks. But, Vlayitin, Latecha, Mayim, you'll have to put water inside this Kli. Why? Because the sparks are going to fall into the water, and you're going to cause the sparks to be extinguished. So firstly, the Gemara begins with a piece of Gemara that we've seen already. Asks the Gemara, one second, you're being mevatel the kli by putting it under the sparks. Now you're not going to use it anymore over Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, it's not a problem. So the nitzaitzes fall, the sparks fall into the kli, they disappear, and therefore the kli will not be moksa. And then we deal with the end of the Mishnah that said, you can't put in water, why not? Because you're extinguishing the sparks. Says the Gemara, Lematanan Samak Rav Yaisi. Should we say the Stam Mishnah is like Rav Yaisi Damar Goyrem Likiboy Asur? The Stam Mishnah is Rav Yaisi who says, Gram Kiboy is going to be Asur. It's going to be a Mishnah towards the end of the Mesechta and Daf Kovchof. That, what's the story when you want to save a fire from spreading? So the Tanakhama said, the question is about putting out water, etc. So Rav Yaisi comes along and says that you can't put out an earthenware keli that's filled with water. Why? Because it's going to break the keli, let out the water and put out the fire. That's called gram kiboy. And gram kiboy, Rav Yaisi holding, is aser. But in our Mishnah, says the Gemara, it says you're not also not allowed to put the kli with water, seemingly, because gram kiboy. So I asked the Gemara, sounds like the Mishnah is only fitting with Rav Yaisi and not to the Tana Kama. Responds the Gemara, Vitizbra, five lines to the end of the Perek. Does this make any sense to you? Hey, Mardam Rav Yaisi, when did Rav Yaisi say that you're not allowed to indirectly cause a fire to be extinguished? Bishabos, but when are you putting out the kli in our case? Be'erev Shabbos mi Omar. And in our case, we're not allowing to put out the kli on Erev Shabbos. So how could it be that it's only with Rav Yaisi? Chitei machanan b'Shabbos. Maybe you're talking about the Mishnah talking about on Shabbos. Can't be. V'otani, we have a brayz that says Nazri dachzer l'kam nitzaitis. Put a kli under a vessel to catch the sparks b'Shabbos. V'yitzach l'am b'Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. You can't put water in it because it puts out the sparks. So as the Gemara, the Braisa clearly explains the Mishnah both in Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. So how can you tell me that it's only like Rav Yaisi? Rav Yaisi's din is only on a Shabbos din, not a Friday din. Explains the Gemara. Elam Rav Ashi, if you look at him, Rabbana, the Gemara, the Mishnah could work. Even with the Rabbanan, who generally old gram kiboy is not us. Shiny hach, our case is different. They should mekarev as kiboy because it causes the kiboy to happen faster. In the case, though, that we quoted on Kuf Chaf, when you're putting up vessels with water, that if the fire goes, it's going to burst them and open them up. There, what's going to happen, the fire is going to burst open the kli, and it's going to potentially put out the fire. But in our case, placing, when you put the water underneath the lamp, can actually directly put out the sparks. Why? Because the fire is lit, and therefore there are sparks flying. So if I slide under a bowl of water, at that moment, a spark might fall into it. So is that gram kibui? It might be at that precise moment, I'm actually putting out a spark. And therefore, it's much more chamer, says the Gemara. And therefore, that's the reason why the Mishnah can even fit with the sheet of the Rabbanon. And once we're saying it's even the Rabbanon, then it's a gezerah. You can't even do this on Friday, because we're afraid you might have to do it on Shabbos, which is a malacha gemura. Hadra na'aloch hira, short perek, dealing with many of the halachas of Bishol. We should do a chazara, but for now we continue the halachas of Bishol with the halachas of Atmana. Atmana being, as we'll see, submerging something in a heat source or some level of heat source that retains the heat. And let's remember, times Chazal, they didn't have a lot of the fancy appliances we had. So you have a pot of soup, you want to keep it hot, you take it, you stuff it in the ground, maybe take some hot ashes and surround it, etc., etc. Begins the Mishnah. With what do you let it insulate a pot, and with what do you not let it insulate a pot? So the truth is, we must see the first Rashi. Rashi begins and explains. You're taking a pot off the fire, and you want to hide it, you want to have tamana, you want to insulate it in something else. You're not allowed to do atmana. You're not allowed to insulate in something that increases the heat. Only something that retains the heat. And which we'll have to see what that means. And now the Mishnah continues. So Rashi adds in those critical words that the Mishnah is explaining. What are the items that add on heat and therefore are also? Says the Mishnah, manure, salt, lime, sand, dry or wet. Straw, grape skins, other types of grasses and whatnot are only usher when they're moist. But you can ask to atmana when they're dry. Again, different properties of these items, whether they increase the heat, some of them is both wet and moist. Some of them are only when they are wet. We'll stop over here. We'll pick it up from here. B'siyata d'shmaya, the next shiur.